Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1062. I made an hour of adoration in thanksgiving for the graces which had been granted me and for my illness. Illness also is a great grace. I have been ill for 4 months, but I do not recall having wasted so much as a minute of it. All has been for God and souls. I want to be faithful to Him everywhere. During this adoration, I realized the utter care and goodness that Jesus has been lavishing upon me and the protection He has given me against all evil. I thank you especially, Jesus, for visiting me in my solitude, and I thank you also for inspiring my superiors to send me for this treatment. Give them, Jesus, the omnipotence of your blessing, and compensate them for all the losses incurred because of me. Today, Jesus is bidding me to comfort and reassure a certain soul who has opened herself to me and told me about her difficulties. The soul is pleasing to the Lord, but she is not aware of it. God is keeping her in deep humility. I have carried out the Lord's directives. O my most sweet Master, good Jesus, I give you my heart. You shape and mold it after your liking. O fathomless love, I open the calyx of my heart to you, like a rosebud to the freshness of dew. To you alone, my betrothed, is known the fragrance of the flower of my heart. Let the fragrance of my sacrifice be pleasing to you. O immortal God, my everlasting delight, already here on earth, you are my heaven. May every beat of my heart be a new hymn of praise to you, O Holy Trinity. Had I as many hearts as there are drops of water in the ocean or grains of sand in the whole world, I would offer them all to you. O my love, O treasure of my heart, whomever I shall meet in my life, no matter who they may be, I want to draw them all to love you. O my Jesus, my beauty, my repose, my sole master, judge, savior, and spouse, all in one. I know that one title will modify the other. I have entrusted everything to your mercy. My Jesus, support me when difficult and stormy days come, days of testing, days of ordeal, when suffering and fatigue begin to oppress my body and my soul. Sustain me, Jesus, and give me strength to bear suffering. Set a guard upon my lips, that they may address no word of complaint to creatures. Your most merciful heart is all my hope. I have nothing for my defense but only your mercy. In it lies all my trust. March 27, 1937. Today I returned from Pradnik after nearly 4 months of treatment. For everything, I give great thanks to God. I have made use of every moment to glorify God. When I went into the chapel for a moment, I realized how much I would have to suffer and struggle with regard to the whole matter. O Jesus, my strength, you alone can help me. Grant me fortitude. March 28th, Resurrection. During the Mass of Resurrection, I saw the Lord in beauty and splendor, and He said to me, "My daughter, peace be with you." He blessed me and disappeared, and my soul was filled with gladness and joy beyond words. My heart was fortified for struggles and sufferings. Today, I had a conversation with Father Andras, and he recommended great caution in the matter of these sudden appearances of the Lord Jesus. When he was speaking about divine mercy, some sort of strength and power entered my heart. My God, I want so much to express everything, and am so very unable to do so. Father tells me that the Lord Jesus is very generous in communicating himself to souls, and on the other hand, he is, so to speak, stingy. Although God's generosity is very great, said Father, be careful anyway, because these sudden appearances arouse suspicion. Although personally, I do not see anything wrong here or anything contrary to faith. Be a little more careful, and when Mother Superior comes, you can talk to her about these things. Saint Faustina reassures someone who is in difficulty. The Lord is pleased by the person and is helping him or her to grow in humility. Faustina gives her heart to Jesus and asks him to form it according to his will. She asks Jesus to help her through the storms of her life. She finally returned home after 4 months in the sanitarium. She prayed in the house chapel after returning to the convent, and she realized that her struggles would continue, especially with regard to the work of spreading the divine mercy and founding the new convent. Jesus is her strength. Saint Faustina saw Jesus on Easter Sunday. He shared his peace with her, a great gift. And then Father Andras warned Faustina to be cautious with the sudden appearances of Jesus. He sees nothing contrary to faith in the things that she has shared with him, but he wants to protect her from any possible tricks of the evil one. The discernment of spirits is something we all should do. We want to obey the inspirations of the Holy Spirit and avoid all temptations to sin.